Welcome to the Shutterproof Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Scott Reeb. Here we merge faith and business to empower you to build a shutterproof business. Discover the secrets from top entrepreneurs for a business that's not just successful, but also spiritually grounded. Join us for a journey of faith-driven success and start building an unbreakable business legacy today. Welcome back to the Shutterproof Entrepreneur, where we spotlight the journey of individuals who break the mold and build their dreams with resilience. Today, we're thrilled to have Jessica Gruber, the visionary behind Buzzworks and a master at crafting engaging digital experiences and a networking pro. Jessica, welcome to the Shutterproof Entrepreneur.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott. Great to be here.
Yeah. So you and I chatted a couple months ago, and I was intrigued with all that you do. I'll let you kind of tell a little bit about your story, but I mean, you're an entrepreneur, you're a mom, you're also involved in Success Champions as a trainer, and you have a very full life. And that's the balancing act that impresses me. Is I've kind of learned over the last 27 years that there's really no such thing as balance in life. It's a balancing act. It's a constant balancing act, and you seem to have really mastered it. So thank you for coming on the show. Tell us a little bit about your company, Buzzworks.
So Buzzworks is a web design agency. We've been around for 10 years. Our tagline is we build super sticky, sweet websites. And what we like to encourage our clients is that we just take your top sales conversations and turn them into website experiences. And when you do that naturally, you're catching those SEO technical points, and it doesn't frustrate them in, hey, we need to be hitting this. No, just have a conversation on your website and that will naturally happen. So I built it. Before that, I was working for ad agencies around the Dallas-Fort Worth area and kind of grew into the creative director position. One day said, hey, well, if I'm doing this all for one company, why am I not doing it for myself? And that's where I broke off. When I first started, I was doing all things billboards, window cleans for properties, ad campaigns. But then as I became mom, we narrowed it down to websites. And that allowed and provided me the life I wanted to be able to stay, have my foot in the professional door while still being a mother and building both lives at the same time.
Yeah. And so many marketing people I know do it all. You know, they do your website, they do your social media, they do your email campaigns, they'll do your SEO, they'll run your ads. I mean, I think I know the answer, but why did you narrow your focus so much to just websites?
Websites really encompass everything, every part of digital marketing. It encompasses your technical, it encompasses your marketing, it encompasses that brand and story piece. So it took all of my backgrounds and it put it into one place. And we created the system around that to be able to flip and have the conversations between all the different people that have to work on a website to make it a website that has ROI for you. And turn those people into one company that allows it to really shine when people are searching you online.
You said three letters that I always love to hear, ROI. I've had trouble over the years trying to always come up with an ROI on websites. How do you do that for your customers?
It all depends on your market competition. So I have clients, one of them is an equestrian center, and her market is there's maybe two other people in the area. Yeah. So she has a 5-page website and that's her main lead generator. I also have another client that does technology project management implementation. We sat down with her and she's like, I think I want to go after SEO. And I showed her what this will take. And then she said, okay, I'm going to keep this in mind, but I know that my website is not going to be the number one lead generator. I have to have other sales processes in place to grow my business. So it's kind of looking at the market space and your competitors, where you're at, how saturated it is, and then creating a business strategy plan around that.
Okay. So sometimes a website isn't the best marketing strategy.
No, especially in the B2B space, but okay. It does need to be there so that when you're sales reps are out there having these conversations. And when they come back to your website to check you out, it's pretty much the exact same conversation. There's no gap of well, this person represented it this way, and we come back to this website and now it's saying a different thing. No, it all needs to be one cohesive message that you're putting out into the world.
Yeah, brand consistency is so important, not just in how things look, but the words that you're using, the phrasing, so that when they come back from that sales presentation, they're seeing that's the same, not the same concepts, but the same kind of words. You have to have your people using, you know, common language. The best example I ever see of that is Chick-fil-A. You know, they've got that down to a science with all their employees using all the same words and phrases. And so it's very familiar. And it's really important, especially with your salespeople, that they, you might want to give them some room to be themselves in their sales presentation, but there needs to be some common themes and words and phrases that then resonate when they get back to your other marketing material so that it all ties in. I love that.
And Chick-fil-A, if you take them for example, you know an employee that has worked at Chick-fil-A because they have it ingrained. And so they'll go transfer jobs somewhere else to another fast food, and a person will say thank you, and they'll respond, it's my pleasure. And so it's not just something that the employee leaves and it goes away. It's something that they've been trained to do. And so that brand spreads even further once the employee leaves.
Yeah. So you've mentioned systems several times. How did you learn about systems and why are they so important?
Because they keep you sane as a business owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have a system in place, then it's something that is repeatable, something that you can put out into the world, and that it's scalable. That's why it's so important. So when we go in with clients, normally they're like, I do this, I do this, I do this. And through their conversations, we pull out kind of their three focus buckets of things that they offer. And that's where we sit in that website. So I like to define it as in up max. So what is your in offer? What is your smallest offer? What's your medium offer? And what's your largest offer? And how do we make those shine on your website to say, hey, this is how we can work with you in a small way. This is how we can work with you in a large way. So it makes them feel secure. Everyone wants to feel secure when they come into your office, and showing them that, hey, we have this structure, we have this plan, we know how to speak your language, we know what you do, that mm-hmm. makes that conversation to conversion so much easier.
Wow. Okay. The other thing that always jumps out at me with you is that you're a networking pro, and I know that you work with Success Champions as the brand that you do networking with. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with Success Champions. I'm sure people will be interested in that. And then let's talk about some tactics and strategies on how to improve at networking.
Well, would you believe that 3 years ago, I didn't even know networking was a business development tool?
No, I wouldn't. That's crazy.
Yeah. So about 10 years into my business, three kids in, my old network that I established was dying off. Mm. I didn't even know I had built a network before I started having kids. And then I started asking some of my business colleagues, I need to get back there. I need to get back out there. And they're like, here, go to this, go to this. And they said, networking. And so I just kind of dove into it. And it kind of led me to Success Champions. And it just pulls me deeper, deeper. Found out that I really do love connecting with people in a networking atmosphere, just because websites is a very timely thing. I can't tell you how many times that I get on a call and they're like, oh, if you would call me 2-3 months ago, I was working on my website and I could have used you. So yeah. I can't instantly help someone exactly when, but I can help them in another way. And I always have a serving heart. And so even if I can't help them with the service I can provide them something else to help them grow and be better at what they do.
Yeah. Within days of when you and I met and talked, you already connected me to people. I mean, you're such a great connector and I appreciate that. So how did you go from not knowing networking existed to now being a trainer for Success Champions?
So when I first started networking, I was actually so nervous that for like a 30-second pitch, my hand would be shaking.
Wow.
And I actually hired someone to help me through the 30-second pitch kind of thing.
I love that.
And it's funny because now I'm up here and I'm in front of a national. I'm talking to CEOs, training them how to do this only 3 years later. But eventually how I got into Success Champions was I asked a colleague, I said, hey, I need a sales trainer to help me get my message in, because you always focus on other people. It's always easy for you to tell other people what to do. But when it comes to yourself, it's kind of harder to see.
Yeah.
So I was introduced to Donnie Bovine, and he invited me to his Badass Business Summit, which happens every year in Fort Worth in September. Yep. And it kind of went from there. I joined one of their Fort Worth groups. And for a year, he asked me to be a president of a group. And I kept on saying, no, no, no. It was COVID. I had my kids at home. I was homeschooling. But finally, the opportunity arose. I finally networked to a place where I saw a team that I could align with. So I brought the team together, and we ended up building the largest networking group within the Success Champions Network within a year. And from there, they asked me to come on and train all the other groups on how we did this. And ever since then, it's been exploding. And it's really cool to be part of this experience that kind of transforms how networking is done within the businesses, where it's not so much on the referral, but more focused on what is the next thing to get your business to the next level. Who do you need to be introduced to get to that point?
Yep.
And so that's the whole concept and backing behind Success Champions and why I think it's so successful.
Okay. Hey there, it's Scott Reeb, cutting in for a quick moment. Are you determined to shatterproof your business? Then get your shatterproof score today. Discover how resilient your business is and find out exactly how to fortify it against any storm. For details, click the link in our show notes. And if you're soaking up the value from our chat, you'll definitely appreciate the access plan. Tailored for entrepreneurs just like you, it offers unlimited legal advice for a flat monthly rate. Forget about those high hourly fees and secure the legal backbone your business needs to grow with confidence. Dive into the details in the show notes below. Now, let's dive back in with our fantastic guest. So, what are some action steps that the audience could take right now to become better networkers?
Be strategic. So when you walk into a networking room, it's very random.
Yeah.
And you don't know who you're going to meet, but always come back and have a home base to bring the people that you do meet in those random rooms back. Success Champions became that for me. I'd go out to these all these networking events, and I'd meet all these people, but then I wouldn't see them for another month. I wouldn't see them for another 2 months. So it's like, what's the point of meeting all these people if I just meet them and they go away? Success Champions provided that platform to be able to meet with them weekly, not have to drive anywhere. So now I'm going out to these networking meetings, meeting people and saying, hey, come back here and hang out with us. And I didn't even care if they joined their group. I just wanted them to see the amazing business people that were in this room for them to meet. Because I always went with the mentality that I build this group for my leaders, for my members, then it will just pour back into me. And it definitely did. So that is probably the number one, is have your home base. The number two is being the strategic. And how we teach being strategic is through a synergy triangle of networking. So if you can imagine, you have a triangle. In the center is you have your ideal client. Up top, you have yourself. And then down below, you have your top two referral partners into that client. Who can refer most into that specific client?
Right.
And have built that triangle. Now you expand it one more. Say you don't have those two industries in your referral partner network. Take it a level down. See who is down there that you do have your network. Bring those people into your network. And now when you bring the two people that you don't know, the lower level normally has that network you need, and they can get you into those people. So it's all at looking at networking as a funnel, like an in-person, live-person funnel, where you're starting at the top, you have your focus, and who are the people that you need to meet that can also connect you with that ideal client.
Wow. Okay. And then I know an important part of networking, like I said, you're very good at this, is giving, right? Zig Ziglar used to always say, you can have everything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. So I mean, you're awesome at that connecting. How did you get good at doing that, about meeting this person and then going, okay, they need to know this person? How do you keep track of all that?
So I had a nonprofit ask me how I did this a long time ago. And I actually had to sit down and say, how does my brain think that way? And it goes back to actually my creative training back in college. When you go through design school, they are literally retraining your brain on how to think conceptually to find as many different paths as you can, and then being able to connect the relatable. So how I broke it down is by doing a mind map, what you call in creative language. Yep. In the center, you have your focal point of your client or your referral partner. Take it out one level. You say who, what, when, where, why. This builds that story. So the earlier strategy is the very direct way. The mind mapping strategy is more of how our brains naturally think if we let them have the capability to do that. So once you go off to the who, what, when, where, why, we want to say, who is connected to these people? When do they need to be connected to these people? Where are they hanging out? Or where do these people, are these people? Why do they need to be connected? So you start building out this full story. And once you start building out this full story and this full landscape of your network, then you'll start seeing all the different little connections. And you'll also see the gaps that you're missing that you can be tapping into and bringing back into your world.
Wow. Okay. Do you have some sort of a database where you keep track of who you've met, what they do, so then you can go back and then connect people? Or is that just all in your head?
Best business practice would be to have a database, but it's all kept in my head. I have a freakish, amazing memory sort of thing where I can just pull stuff out of my head and plug it into each other. I have been thinking about building a software to help people track, because that coming into Success Champions, that's one of their most asked questions. And they're really, BNI has an app out there, but it's locked down unless you're a member of it.
Yep.
And that's really the only thing that is out there that is kind of database driven and saying, hey, I've done so many virtual copies, I've done so many intros, I've done so many referrals, what's the ROI of all of this? But also, here's all my connections and who they can be connected with. So that is in future plans, not at the moment. Okay.
That's a good idea.
I don't know, I'm late.
Yeah, no, you got plenty, but it's a good idea. So compare and contrast for me, BNI. I've been a part of BNI, probably some of the listeners have been as well, with how Success Champions works.
Well, I've never been in BNI. Okay. So from what I understand, BNI is more transactional. Mm-hmm. Depending on the group you're in, it can be a little bit more B2C. I've had BNI members come into my group and they're like, how did you get this all B2B network?
B2B. Yep.
And it's like, it's when the application, so within Success Champions, you're allowed to visit the group, but then there is an application process and you have to interview with all the leadership members so that they know they are a fit for your group and that there is a reciprocal give and take between the members. So anyone that comes into Success Champions, they are vetted by the leadership members of that group before they're accepted in. And there are very in-depth conversations of, hey, this person may not be a good fit because of this, this, and this. And it's funny because all the leadership members will come back together and everyone will have their own version of the conversation. And so then you have to start aligning what is what and then making a decision of whether they're a good fit or not.
Yeah, because I know BNI, you have, there's certain things you have to have so many one-on-ones, you have to be a part of a power team, you have to refer, do so many referrals every month. Does Success Champions have those kind of measurements and things?
No. So the people that do not track, do not participate, they're usually not the ideal members for Success Champions. We do not require stat tracking, but we do encourage it. Once a week, the VP will go into the groups and they'll ask for stats. The reason we do want to track stats is so we know that the groups are healthy within Success Champions. There is activity in them. And if we start seeing that activity drop, we can intercept that and be like, okay, what do we need to do to get this group back on track so it's valuable for everyone and it's valuable for everyone to build their business in?
Okay. Well, if someone wanted to get involved with Success Champions and do B2B networking, what would they need to do?
All you have to do is go to their website, successchampionnetworking.com, click on visit a chapter. We have 16 chapters throughout the US. Three of them are here locally in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're about to launch a fourth one. And we have one in San Antonio and we have one in Austin. So
I know you have some of those because I see you traveling to those groups. So
Yeah, that has been an added bonus. I told them, I was like, we're building groups based on the places I want to travel.
That's pretty nice. Okay. And then Buzzworks, if someone wants to have a sticky website, where would you suggest they connect with you?
Go to my website, Buzzworks, BUZZWKS.com. I have my calendar on there. You can connect with me there and we can chat it up on websites.
Okay. And you know, before we wrap this up, Jessica, what advice would you give to the audience who maybe they're navigating some challenges right now in entrepreneurship and not in a great place? What words of wisdom would you give them if they're kind of in a tough place in this business world?
Find your people to run with, but also listen to your instinct. If something is not working, there's usually a reason why it's not working. Take a look at it, reroute it, figure out the problem, and move around. There's always going to be ebbs and flows in entrepreneurship. There's always going to be your highs and lows. And maybe you're just at a low point and eventually you'll get to that high point. Just keep going, keep doing what you're doing, and you'll get there.
Great advice. Thanks, Jessica. Well, as we close, I'd like to offer you a blessing. May the road rise up, meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hands. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've enjoyed the show and found value in this conversation, please like and subscribe. And until next week, stay shatterproof.
Thank you for tuning in to The Shatterproof Entrepreneur. I'm Scott Reeve, and it's been a pleasure bringing you insights and stories from the world of faith-driven entrepreneurship. Remember, you're not just building a business, you're crafting a legacy. Keep your faith strong and your business strategy smarter, and join us next time for more empowering conversations. Until then, stay shatterproof. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be taken as professional advice. While I'm your host, Scott Reeve, and a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer, and this podcast does not establish an attorney-client relationship. The views expressed by my guests are their own and not mine, and they may not even reflect the opinion of the Shatterproof Entrepreneur podcast. So we strive to provide valuable and accurate content, but we make no representations as to the accuracy, completeness, or suitability of any information to your particular situation and won't be liable for any errors or omissions for the application of them. Always consult a professional or in the respective area that we've discussed before making any personal or business decisions.